And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're at Holly's Gourmets Market. They sell water here called Holly Water, which they advertise as one L away from holy water. We're in front of a live audience. We're in the heart of Appalachia. We're also in a center for Americana, which is one name for a style of music also called alt country, a lot of which comes out of this region and says something about life here. So let's listen to members of a Knoxville group, the Black Lilies, Cruz Contreras and Trisha Jean Brady. You may applaud. That's fine.
I've been working my finger to the bone. Every day, one more day done gone. Or show me a sign so that can see that the sun's gonna shine one day on me.
The region that immediately was attracted to our music and was where we ended up playing our first shows were East Tennessee, of course, where we're from, Eastern Kentucky, and Southwest Virginia. There's a rich musical tradition there, the birthplace of country music, mountain music, Appalachian music and culture. And there's a darkness in that area, whether it's poverty, religious, yeah, cultural, just making a living. There's a darkness that people have had to deal with for generations.
I wonder if there's a song of yours that you guys play that speaks to the place where you live in a specific way.
I'd say the closest would be Bound to Roam. It's a killing song, which is a very big Appalachian tradition, so it's nice to include one of those on all the albums.
What's a killing song?
Where somebody gets offed.
It's the ballad tradition.
It is.
The murder ballad.
I've got a dagger and a silver dollar. Right away and you're bound to die.
What happens in the story?
We still debate this.
I do believe that she kills him, which is great. He wants to go roaming, and she was like, no, I want to marry you. And if I can't have you, nobody can, and we're going to go down to the river one last time, I'm going to drown you.
I think she kind of tricks him. If you've ever been in a quickly moving river, it doesn't take but a few feet of water to get you in a tight spot.
Darling Willie, come down with me to the river one last time.
What do you see when you look out in an Appalachian crowd?
Dancing, usually. That's one thing about the music in the mountains. The mountain folks dance.
Yeah. People need that outlet, and they've found that outlet through music for generations.
How do you think living in the mountains influences the way you look out at the rest of the world? Look out at the news, the presidential campaign, anything else?
The Appalachian Mountains are old. I always think of them as teeth, and they're all worn down. It's why they're rounded, and there's an old spirit to it. So you can step back and look at things in the big picture, I think. You know that things are going to come and go, and things are going to be tough, and there's going to be a crazy political year. But all this is going to go on long after we're gone, you know. And the best thing people can do is have a conversation, and ultimately, you know, we're all in this together.
Trisha Jean Brady and Cruz Contreras of the Knoxville band The Black Lilies. They have some fans here in Knoxville.